Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1058 for Saturday, October 18th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Sliding two spots from 18 to 20, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games. With 15,628 views, that's a gain of 387, about 2.5%, but it loses these two positions. Partly that's because the number 20 game has 917 views more than last week's number 20. Down seven spots for the second week in a row, from 5 to 12 to 19, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 15,670. 42 more than Brass, a decline of 27%. Moving back up 3 to 18, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,052. About 400 more than Galactic Cruise, and a gain of about 10%. Entering at number 17, Tax the Rich, by Christian A. Ostby and Kjetil Svensson, published by A Lion, with 16,118, 66 more than Spirit Island. Down 2 to 16, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,212, 94 more than Tax the Rich, a decline of 13%. Climbing back up 4 to 15, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 16,216, 4 more than Arcs, and a gain of 7%. Down 1 to 14, Nemesis Retaliation, by Adam Kwipinski, published by Awaken Realms, with 16,219, 3 more than Slay the Spire, and just 7 more than Arcs. It's a 19% decline. I can't think of the last time I've seen three games spanning just 7 views. They are so close, so tight together. In fact, all we've seen so far are all bunched tightly together, from Nemesis Retaliation at 14 down to Brass at number 20. These 7 games, they are separated by less than 600 views. In fact, the number 21 game is only 23 more behind Brass, so just a little over 600 views less than Retaliation. What a tight bunching. Jumping from 32 to 13, Forestry, by Mikkel Peichel, published by Capstone Games, with 16,977, about 750 more than Nemesis, and a gain of 47%. Jumping from 37 to 12, Covenant, by Herman P. Mayan, published by Devere Games, with 19,183, 2,200 more than Forestry, and a gain of 73%. And rebounding back up 5 to 11, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,400, a little over 200 more than Covenant, and a gain of 6.6%. There are 4 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 10 to 21, Origin Story, from 4 to 41, Don't Starve, the board game, from 3 to 88, Secret Societies, and from 9 out of the top 100, Railway Boom. Number 10, Thesauros, by Cedric Millet, published by Elsnere Games, with 20,867, over 1,400 better than Ark Nova. This spot at the number 10, though, is about 4,000 off from last week, whereas the number 20 game had about 1,000 more. So the gap between 10 and 20, last week you may remember I said it was over 10,000, first time I remember seeing that since I've been noticed paying attention to this gap. It's about half that this week, just a little over 5,000, which is actually one of the smallest gaps that I've seen over the last several months. As for the game currently sitting at number 10, Thesauros, I think that's the Greek word for treasure. The setting is players being owners of a shipwreck salvage company. You develop technology, build equipment, have different kinds of workers, you go collect treasure, you take them to museums, you watch your bank accounts. Sounds like a pretty involved game. I should mention that this week we do have a new member of the Million Club. It is Clank Catacombs. It's down somewhere outside the top 50. Number 9, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 24,204, a 3,300 view gap between 9 and 10. That's a gain of 6%, so it's able to climb back up two spots from last week, from 11 to 9. And this is the third week out of the last four it has spent at number 9. It's the fourth week out of the last six it's been in this position. Number 8, Take Time by Alexey Piovesan and Julien Protier, published by Libellud with 26,217, 2,000 more than SETI. Last week, Take Time was number 41, so a 33-position jump. It's a cooperative game, and the publisher describes it this way, quote, "You must strategically play 12 cards face down around a clock, following specific rules for each test," unquote. And there are 40 different tests that players have to perform. It was the subject of a BGG contest. Number 7, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK with 26,430, about 200 more than Take Time. It is an 11% decline, but it moves back up one position. I must say this is a bit unusual. This is the fourth week in the top 10 for Magical Athlete. Often when we see news of a new game, that's where most of the debuts come from, right? But normally it's just a week, sometimes two, that they hang around to see 4 weeks from the announcement of a game. That's a little bit different. I guess I should have looked to see, does that mean it's been released? That would see be a logical explanation for it, but I did not go and check that, sorry. Number 6, Sweetlands by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchibakoya, with 28,351. About 1,900 more than Magical Athlete, and a very similar 11% decline, but it holds position in its second week in the top 10. Number 5, Vantage by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with 31,983, 3,600 more than Sweetlands, and again, a nice gain of 7.2%, about 2,000 views more than it had last week, and so it climbs back up two spots to re-enter the top 5. This is also its 20th week in the top 10, marking it as the 56th game to reach that mark. Number 4, Uprising by Cornelius Kremen, Pavel Mazur, and Dirk Sommer, published by Nemesis Games, with 37,932, close to 6,000 more than Vantage. This is a 2021 release, currently ranked around number 1,200 on Board Game Geek, but this is a debut. It has not previously been in the top 10. It is a 4X cooperative game in a dark fantasy setting. There's a new big box edition and with, quote, true solo mode, unquote, currently on GameFound with about $800,000 pledged. It is also the subject of a Board Game Geek contest. Number 3, The Druids of Edora, by Stefan Felt, published by Alia and Ravensburger, with 41,310, about 3,400 more than Uprising, a gain of 28%, and a gain of 2 positions. Number 2, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 43,949. It's about 2,600 more than The Druids of Edora. It's a decline of 9%, but it still holds on to the runner-up position. This is the third week in a row. It's the fifth time in the last 6 weeks that Fate of the Fellowship has been number 2. That means it's starting to approach Rising Sun levels of number 2-ness. Rising Sun, infamously, in my mind anyway, spent 7 weeks in a row at number 2 when Gloomhaven was number 1 and then was never a number 1 game. Number 1, The Old King's Crown, by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with 61,247, 17,000 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a decline of 19%, not a terrible ebbing away of views from 1 week to the next, but it spends its second week in a row at number 1, and its fourth week overall atop the list. For Saturday, October 18th, 2025.